Hey again, Chad and Christy Thomas, your host for Theme Parks and Recs, where we take a look at all of the hot happenings at the theme parks and other events here in the Tampa Bay area and in Florida. And we are going to talk about Disney and Universal on the podcast today, starting with something very cool that Disney is doing through November 17th, where you can say you helped contribute to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes.
And it isn't even your money. First of all, Make-A-Wish Foundation, an incredible organization, and do so much.
Mm-hmm.
We've been involved with some wishes. We've had some families that we know personally that have taken advantage of the Make-A-Wish Foundation for their kids, and such a great thing. And this time, all you got to do is show off your ears.
Yes, your Mickey ears. Basically, what Walt Disney World is going to do, they're going to donate $5 to Make-A-Wish for each photo that is posted on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram that shows off a set of Mickey Mouse ears or any other creative ears.
There's so many people now that are 3D printing them.
Mm-hmm.
You can get creative with anything that you have at home, even if you have a Photoshop program and want to Photoshop ears on it and then post it up. All you got to do is have a specific hashtag, and that is what Disney World is looking for.
Yes, hashtag share your ears.
And that's Y-O-U-R, not U-R, right?
Correct.
Share your ears. That's the hashtag. And they're going to donate $5 up to a couple of million for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but this is only until the 17th of November. So if you're a Disney fanatic, we know you got at least one set of those ears. So put them on, hashtag it, show your ears, and let's all help out the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Or again, you can make your own.
All right, so let's talk about something else that Disney fanatics love just as much as those ears, and that is the magnets. These things have become all the rage. If you drive around the Tampa Bay area, you've seen them. Used to be the oval with the AP and then the little hidden Mickey head in between.
Right.
That's what they did like 2 years ago. But now the annual pass holders get these different magnets that have different characters on them. They've done them for Food and Wine Festival and Flower and Garden. Well, guess what? They're going to have a special magnet that is available for pass holders during the holidays as well. And this one features Goofy, who on any given day is my favorite character. I have a tough time, like everybody else that's a Disney fanatic. I rotate throughout the characters as to which one is my favorite. I just went into our My Disney Experience app and changed. Mine was Mickey Mouse. I'm going to go in and I'm going to change it to Goofy today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be all about Goofy this holiday season because he's the face of the magnet.
You know, I wonder how many other people are that way too, because our daughter, she asks me regularly, who's your favorite Disney princess? Who's your favorite Disney character? And I think every time she asks me, I give her a different answer.
What's your favorite animated movie? What's your favorite non-animated Disney movie? All right, so if you want to get one of these special holiday magnets, if you're an annual pass holder, they are going to start giving them out November the 18th. So again, as of the taping of this podcast on the 12th, you have 6 days to go, and you're either going to go to Port of Entry or Mouse Gear on your first visit to the Festival of the Holidays at Epcot, and that's how you're going to receive your free magnet. All right, so on to other things. Something else that's going to be happening on the 21st of November, the Wreck-It Ralph sequel that a lot of people that are fans of the movie have been waiting for.
Yes.
And you actually can have your opportunity to meet Ralph and Vanellope. They're going to be set up at Epcot. And they're even promising that there's going to be some new experience that's going to go along with it. This is what they say. They say a new experiment will soon be underway at the Imagination Institute, creating a portal into other dimensions. This winter, that portal opens a window on the internet for Ralph and Vanellope to step through for regular encounters with Epcot guests in the ImageWorks area of the Imagination Pavilion.
Okay.
So, you know where the Journey into Imagination ride is. When you finish that, if you haven't ridden it, once you finish it, there's all kinds of interactive things for the kids to do. It's indoors. It's air conditioned. It's a mom and dad's best friend. So apparently there's going to be some sort of an experience with Ralph and Vanellope there.
And again, where is that?
That's at the very end of the Journey into Imagination attraction. But now where I'd heard you actually meet them is going to be where they used to have... well, it's right where the character stop is now, where you can meet Mickey and Minnie and Goofy. Right across from it, they had Baymax, and they kind of rotate characters. That's where I think you meet them, but then this experience is at the end of the Journey into Imagination attraction. Here's my question. Does anybody realize that the name of this sequel is Ralph Breaks the Internet? Do you really want to let him into the park? And especially, do you want to let him into an interactive area where kids are going to be playing.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
I think he'll be on his best behavior and Vanellope will keep him in line.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So that is what is happening at Walt Disney World. Now let's travel down I-4 just a little ways to let you know what is going on at Universal. They are getting ready to start up their holiday experience on the 17th. We're going to be out there doing our morning show on B98.7 live this Friday, the 16th. So we are going to have your chance to win tickets into the holidays. And also we have a grand prize that is 4 annual passes and a hotel stay that we're giving away on our website, which is B987FM.com. So make sure you jump on there and get registered for those 4 annual passes to Universal Orlando. But they are going to once again have the return of Grinchmas and your opportunity to get your photo with the Grinch, a parade featuring the Macy's balloons like you see in the parade, and you get to see the Wizarding World of Harry Potter all lit up, which is truly like the most magical experience.
Very fun.
That and a warm butter beer, which we interviewed, we've had the opportunity, we're very fortunate to go over and interview a lot of the stars from the Harry Potter movies, and we did get to interview Michael Gambon, who played Dumbledore. And I remember him saying that when he first came over to, and two parts to this, when he first came over to experience the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal in Orlando, he said the first thing I wanted to do was have a butterbeer, which apparently 20 million other people have wanted to do because they just announced they've just served their 20 millionth butterbeer at Universal Orlando.
That is unreal.
And he said he was with Daniel Radcliffe, and Daniel said, I want to take you on a ride. And, okay, Michael Gambon, Dumbledore, right? Said, okay, it was Rip Ride Rocket. And I remember when we interviewed him, he said as they were going up that, you know, very steep, straight up beginning, he thought to myself, this is how I'm going to die. And he said it just in the Dumbledore voice, you know, which we all know so well. But I just, can you imagine you're on Rip Ride Rocket and all of a sudden you're like, is that Dumbledore and Harry Potter right behind me? Like, how incognito were they? Were they, because you can't wear a baseball hat if you're on Rip Ride Rocket.
Right.
I mean, and obviously Michael Gambon didn't have the Dumbledore beard.
Correct.
But if you've seen those movies a million times, you know them. And how incredible is that? One of the other things that we got out of our interviews with some of the cast, if you're going to be going over to experience Universal for the holidays, is we interviewed the twins, the Weasley twins. And they said outside of England, which is where they're from, they said that the restaurant at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Universal Studios is the best fish and chips they have ever had.
Yep.
And they said nothing like that and a bottle of gilly water, which I was the dummy that said, ooh, what's gilly water? And they just looked at me and went, water.
It's water, Chad.
Yeah. Security, can we, Chad, out. I was caught up in the moment.
You don't get to play anymore.
I don't. So that is what is going on for the holidays. And then right after the holidays, we normally would talk about how they're doing their celebration of Harry Potter, which if you hadn't heard, in 2019, they are not doing that at Universal Studios.
In Florida, right.
What they're doing instead is they are moving up their Rock the Universe Festival. Normally that happens in the middle of summer, but they are moving it up to February, and those tickets are actually on sale now. So if you've thought about going over to Rock the Universe, which is Florida's biggest Christian music festival, it usually sells out. It may already actually be sold out now. I'm not real sure. I did not check prior to recording this podcast. But again, that is going to be in early February. So if you want to jump on UniversalOrlando.com to find out more about that. So that's what we have for you this week on our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. As always, we'd love for you to chime in. Tell us your favorite things about the theme parks, any questions you might have or tips, suggestions. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at B98.7 FM. We're your host, Chad and Christy, for Theme Parks and Recs, and we'll catch you again next time.